Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. It's Tuesday, November the 3rd, and we're here talking to you. Amen. Amen. Sorry for the late start there. We're having some computer problems. We had some beautiful things happen over the weekend. Beautiful. Very beautiful. And that is that our main computer that we were using that had where we had the editing and would actually basically would be able to get into the shows and we broadcast from, it actually gave up the ghost. It gave up the ghost, and it is no longer operating. In fact, we have to get a complete recovery of it. I saved a lot of stuff on the external drive anyway, so it wasn't that much of a loss. A lot of personal information and stuff like that, pictures and stuff, are probably lost for good there. So someone's trying to work on it right now. So we had to pull the auxiliary computer from the auxiliary station, which is our backup station, and we had to put that at the main to be as one of the host, so we can use that. And it has editing stuff on there. In fact, it's a computer that we just put in the auxiliary station, so we had to bring it over here. And now that one's making some weird sound on the speakers. That's why I couldn't come on. I was actually trying to broadcast since 2, and it didn't come through. So we couldn't get on the air. But we are here. We are live. And I'm the Rev, and I hope that you're going to be blessed today. We're making a good show for you right now. We're making a very good show for you. But all I need to tell you, my friends, is that God is good. And he's going to be able to take care of anything you're going through. A lot of times we're going to go through stuff to get to where we need to be. We're going to go through things to get where we need to be in life. And that's okay. That's okay, because I'd rather you, and this is our day of faith, so that's why I'm talking right away in faith. I'd rather you put yourself out there than never try and get out there again. I shared yesterday on the show, and we started on these two topics, which was our webinar, and then we talked about the pastor's conference that I went to, and we have another one coming up on the 12th, or on the 9th, yeah, I think on the 12th, that I'm going to go be a part of. But the other thing is this, that we talked about that stuff, and we couldn't stop talking about it. We couldn't stop talking about it. It was that interesting. We were supposed to only do a 15-minute segment on both of those, and we ended up talking for almost, goodness, we talked the whole hour on this stuff, which is good. You know, that's good. And so right now we're broadcasting from my laptop instead of the main computers that are tied into the system. I had to run it and get it all running. So I pray that you're listening to the signal fine. And I hope that things are good, that the sound's coming through fine. So I'm opening up my chat, Tango. If you can, give me a message. Let me know that you're hearing the signal code through. Sometimes when we're using different computers, we don't. It's like you're used to doing something a certain way. And then when you have to do it a different way, it's just kind of weird. It's kind of weird sometimes. But anyway, we're here. Talking about good things that God is doing. And back to what I was talking about. We spent a lot of time yesterday on just the webinar talking about relationships. And it was Relationship Monday, so that was good. Kind of get you the full swing of thinking. You're like, oh man, I don't want to think that heavy. Not now. It's Monday. It's Monday. I don't want to think that heavy. But we talked about it anyway. We got a lot of information out. And I tell you, my friends, I will tell you this. Every one of us have an opportunity to make good choices or bad choices. We have an opportunity to grow or not grow. I think one of my friends that he's going to be coming on the show And eventually he's going to have his own show, Mr. Daniel Fernandez. Or Daniel Fernandez. No, Daniel Fernandez is in California. Daniel Vasquez is here in Houston. Daniel Fernandez is a very good friend of mine. He's with Fred Price Ministries at one time. And he is very knowledgeable and very loving. And he's a good man. And he has a good church out there in the northeastern part of Los Angeles. And it's pretty good. Pretty good-sized church, good people. But Daniel Vasquez, I'm Hispanic and I don't even pronounce the words right. I apologize. I apologize. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Don, who's listening. Don's a good man. He just got back from Oklahoma, and he's excited about being back and sharing his stories with me. But also, he's just a good friend, and a good friend that we need, that we all need to have like that. You know, we always have to have good friends out there. We always have to have good friends. But yes, we're talking about Daniel Vasquez, and I'm looking on my Twitter right now. I'm trying to log into that. I think this other computer can do that. And what we're doing is we are believing that our growth in God is up to us. It depends on how you accept it and how you grow. There's no other way to say it. We got some feedback. That means you're hearing us. We're going to lower that before we end up becoming a mess on the air. Actually, I'll just turn that off. But just want to make sure you're hearing us. And this is a pretty good comment. I think a lot of us think that, you know, when God sends us into doing the work of the Lord, that we automatically are set and ready to go. Yesterday we talked about five things actually, when God calls you, that you have to be willing. That you have to be willing to just accept. And I tell you what, you have to be willing to accept four or five things here. And I think that each of us need to allow God to use us. Kind of a long pause there, sorry. I'm like looking for an article here. But the four things we talked about was from the conference, or the five things we talked about was from the conference, and that was that we had to be transparent, do not fear to fail. We covered some stories on that. Repent, daily cleansing is so powerful. We got to be daily cleansing. And then we have to have relationships, you know, friends like me, you, having good friends, and we have to show up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. Being transparent. And then we're just doing our quick recap before we go on today's show, because we covered a lot of this, and I just want to make sure that the viewers and the listeners can get this now. Speaking about viewing, you can view my most recent webinar on the TV channel of this day. Don't do it right now. Do it after the 3 o'clock. That way you can go run. Take care of that. And you just go ahead and know that you have to be transparent. In other words, there's a light shining on you because you're doing the work of God. Know that you're being, that people are watching you. People that you're leading along into this ministry are seeing you. So know that you have to be very, very transparent. You're not going to have the best days every day. You're not. You're not going to have the most joyous days every day. It's how you react and how you act in front of these individuals that you get to, that will be able to build them. They're going to see you go through your hardest times. And I'm preaching to myself. They're going to see you go through your hardest times, but you're going to have to see how you soldier on, as they say. See how you get up and put up with everything that's going around you. That sounds good. Get up and put up. I'll write that down. Get up and put up. It's a lot we got to put up with, because I tell you what, the devil is not happy when you're doing God's work. Come on. He's not happy anyway. There's nothing in the world that's going to make him happy. He's fallen from God, fallen from grace. He's damned to eternity. His entire being and history is here in the Bible as far as his beginning, middle, and ending to his life. To everything that he's done. He's going to be in captivity and eventually dead, banished in hell. Now, he knows that, so he's not happy. Ever. Now, there's a difference between being happy and being satisfied. You see, he has an appetite. The Bible talks about it. Be weary. Be sober and vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, roameth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He has an appetite, and it's you. His appetite has to be satisfied by eating you up. Sin. Hell. Hell on earth. Everything that he wants to make sure you're not happy, that you're not succeeding. So my friends, I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen to this. Be strong. Be transparent. Because you will go through hell. If you're doing God's work, I'm not one of those preachers that are going to preach the good, smiley, good things all the time. I'm going to tell you this, because I've gone through it myself. You go through hell when you're building for God. But the building for God, you will feel the growth. You will feel the strength. Come on, when you need it. Remember, I've told you all the time, never, ever, ever judge by numbers, but judge only by the grace of God. Only by God's grace are you able to get up and do what you got to do. Only are you able to work in the ministry. Not everybody is blessed that they can work in the ministry and do the things that they need to do. You have to be able to get up every time. How hard have you been hit? You see the football players this past Sunday playing. And I tell you, my friends, it's amazing. You can tell the ones that squint right before they hit. They throw the ball. They catch it. They know they're going to get hit. Sometimes they're expecting the hit so they don't grab the ball and bring it in like they should, because they don't want to get. Sometimes they'll even miss the ball on purpose so they don't get the daylights knocked out of them. Sometimes they catch the ball, and when they catch that thing, they know that hit's coming, and they just embrace it, hold it, and get hit. The good ones will hold on to the ball after they get hit. The ones that are tough are going to do that. They're going to do that. They're going to enjoy getting past. They're going to enjoy getting past their opponents and getting hit. And being run down. Now, those are the crazy ones. Are you crazy, my friends? Are you crazy? Because if you are, you just know you're going to get hit when you're doing God's work. Know it. We're not professing anything negative over you. It's just what it is. You think you're going to just do God's work and you're not going to have any problems? You think you can do God's work and you're not going to end up running into a wall at times? You think you're going to make every single decision right? That is why we're telling you today, do not fear to fail. Because today is our discussion on faith. And I want to play you a song. I heard this song. This is Pastor Charles's. It's not going to be a long song, but it's going to be about 40, 35 seconds here. And if I can get this to play, it's going to be awesome. This is Pastor Charles's from Life Through the Eyes of Christ. This is going to be his theme song. This is going to be his theme song and for his show, his intro and exit. And I want to play it with you. We're going to play it for you in a few minutes. We're going to play it for you in a few minutes. But I tell you this. We have to get up. Get up. Because we got to run the next play. You get up. I know a lot of us have played sports, and I think football would describe it the best. We put all our pads on, helmet, everything that could protect us, and we go out there. Now, I was never really a football player, but I love watching it. I played basketball and soccer more than anything. A little bit of baseball, not much. But I can play. Trust me, I can play. I used to love playing football, just no pads, hand me the ball, or receiver, running back. I was good. Hard to catch. Never played it really in school as much. I don't think our school could afford the football gear, so we had soccer. Anyway, a football player has to get up, and they know that if they're gonna go forward, they have to hit the line hard. They have to block every defender coming in, and they got to get their running back or wide receiver or tight end the ball, and the quarterback has to make the right decisions. But whoever gets that ball knows this deep inside, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. I was watching an interview about Earl Campbell, one of the great Houston Oilers back in the 70s and early 80s, and it was amazing. The testimony of the defenders, and they all said one thing about Earl, and this is where we need to be. This is going somewhere. This is where we need to be. The testimony of Earl Campbell's strength and just his push. We have to have a strong push, my friends. We cannot have a weak little push. We cannot come off that line and get the ball and just get a yard. That is not going to get us to where we need to go. And one thing that all these guys said, one thing that they all said was this, and that was they would dread when they came up the schedule with, say, Houston Oilers. Not that they were the best, and not that they were the greatest. Now, they had a good team at times. Not that they were the best or the greatest, but they knew they had to guard. They had to catch Earl. And they said, man, it would hurt before he even got there to hit you when you're going to block him. You could already feel the pain. He said, they would say that they would spend a day aching because they knew they were going to be aching that day. That they would spend the day just feeling horrible that they got to guard Earl. That their job and task was to stop this awesome, strong... And the Tyler Rose was good. He would hit hard. He would drag people. His shirt... Well, they used to have the shirts that would rip. And the shirt would rip off at times. And he would just go. He would fly. They said that the worst thing they hated was when he came right out of the hole. Right out of the pocket. It just came at you. He wasn't running by you or around you. But he had a goal. He was going to run through you. He was going to run through you. Now, don't you want all of the enemy's forces, kingdom, whatever you want to call them, to know when you come out of the block doing God's work, when you come out of the block with that momentum and that force, that you're going to come out and you're going to hit hard? You're not going to run around them, but you're running right through them. That you're a force. That you are a force. That they're going to hate guarding you. They're going to hate trying to stop you because they can already know the pain that you're going to cause them. They already know the pain that you're coming out of those blocks on. And when you come out so strong and you come out so powerful, they're going to know the pain before you hit them. And when you hit them, they're going to remember you. When you hit, they're going to remember you. They're going to remember who came out of those blocks. They're going to remember the Tyler Rose. They're going to remember a great running back, which is you. They will remember that. And they're going to say, oh, we hate to guard this one. Because when he comes out, he hits hard. He hits hard. I tell you, my friends, it is crazy to know that we tend to fear when we can't succeed. It is crazy that our mentality has to be like that, like the Tyler Rose. Jump out, get that ball, I'm going through you. Let me play this song. This song is awesome. We got permission by this young lady to play this song. And I will play it, and then I'll get the title and stuff for it in just a second for you. Here it goes.
Time you look at me, well then maybe, just maybe, you'd come to believe, and you'd want to follow him too. Oh, if I were a pure reflection, then maybe his love would reach you.
I think that's one of the most beautiful songs about being the reflection of Jesus. I think that's one of the most beautiful, beautiful songs. I think that a lot of people that hear that will be touched. I was listening to it. I played it. I had to download it and stuff. And I played it and played it and played it and played it. And I'm getting the name for you. Give me a second here. I'm trying to find the email that it came, that the... Pastor Charles said to me, and he got permissions directly from her to use a little sound bite for her show. And that's awesome. I'm going to contact him because I see this in one of our future, one of our movies that we're planning to get going. And we really, really think that the things are going to look good. Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Don't see it. Don't see it. Don't see it. I do not see it. I'm going to have to get you that name in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and go to our break. We'll be right back, and then I will have that title for you. God bless you.
Have you ever felt that you let God down with the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating, which you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I've written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check. Money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
greetings, everybody. You're listening to Warn Radio over the Rev Media Network. Hi, I'm the Watchman. My name is Dana Smith, and I'm host of Warn Radio Into the Night. We feature three great shows on this network, the Rev Media Network. Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time is one of our first shows that we ever started. Very, very popular, World Affairs and Hot Prophecy News. Thursday nights, this is a new show that we started called The Watchman and a Warrior, with interviews and light and fire topics, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then on Saturdays, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Times. Don't miss this biblical preparation time. This is the time when friends of the Watchman gather together and we get into the Word of God to prepare for what is coming. It's called Watchman and Friends, and you won't want to miss it. Join all of the gang and many others. Join us, my friends, right here on this network. You can listen live to this network on our websites. It's all connected. Join us for a live chat, call-ins, and listen live from our websites, or you can listen directly as well from the Rev Media Network. Now, if you want to join in on our chat, listen live pages, you need to go to warn-usa.com or warn-radio.com or ddayforamerica.com. And that 4 is the number 4, D-Day, the number 4, America.com. And look for the chat, listen live links. You'll be glad you did. And we will be glad that you joined us. Shalom, my friends. God bless. And thanks for listening.
Commercials. That was Julie Francis is her name. She's a Catholic performer as far as a musician and pianist, and she is awesome. That is Pure Reflections is the name of the clip I've been showing for you. I've been playing for you. I played it like three times. I just love that song. But she has a CD. Go to juliefrancis.net. She's actually going to, I got to email her. She wants to be a part of the Rev Media Network, which is awesome because she brings a lot of viewers, and she's going to do a good job here with us. And I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of her, and it's going to be awesome. The reason it's going to be awesome is because she has an anointing on her. You can hear it. Can't you hear that? So we're getting musicians, my friends. She preaches as well. She ministers. And I think it's going to be an awesome thing to have her a part of the network. I got to get a hold of her again. And we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see what's going on. But anyway, that's Julie Francis' song, Pure Reflection. It can be bought at juliefrancis.net. She has several of her songs on her CD that you can just play little clips like that out of. And I'm sure that you're going to be able to enjoy it and support her. She's a great person to support. Of course, you heard Rev Media Network's book commercial, but then you also heard the Warn Radio with Dana Smith, which the reason I played that today was I'm trying to start a new thing. Just start a good practice, not a new thing, but a good practice is that on the days that my hosts are having their shows, that I play their commercial and add their commercials into my show, because we get a lot of people at the 2 o'clock hour, and that way that when my 2 o'clock people are listening, they know that they're playing tonight. Well, tonight at 8 o'clock is going to be Dana Smith, Warn Radio. This is his news and his he gets a lot of information he puts out. Oh, this man works hard for every single show. This man works extremely hard for all the shows. So, I want you to know that he's going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. He'll be live. I turn off my signal and I get a simulcast from where he's when he's broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio and through his other sites. We get a good signal and we listen to him, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing to hear him. It's a blessing that he's ministering. He brings a lot of people to the site as well. So that's what we got. Now we're talking about faith. We're talking about God. We're talking about this day of faith here. And the other thing we talked about yesterday was repent and relationships. And I think basically those two things go together in a way. Repent means you have knowledge of what you're doing wrong, and you're sorry for it, and you wanted to change, or you changed already, and you repent. You walk away from doing that, and you try your best not to do it, and you pray for God's grace that He gives you constantly every day. Pray, because I'll tell you what, we're not perfect. We do things stupid every day. So please, don't be stupid. Repent every day. Repent, because you're going to have a clean conscience, a clean heart, clean mind. You get in front of God, it's not going to be that big of an issue. When you come in and you ask for something, right? Not that God gives you things according to merit, but we must, no sin can stand in the presence of God. Not one. Not one ounce. Not one tenth of an ounce. Not one milli-milli-milli-ounce. I don't know all the measurements, but you know what I mean. And you have to have relationships. You have to have friends like me, like you. Like my friend Don. Like my friend Timothy that helped put the video together. I want to thank again Timothy Deep, who put that all together for us as far as the shooting. And we did the editing, of course, together. But he was there. He showed me the cameras he was going to use, and we went for it. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, we're going to do a lot more recording. I'm hoping to get some more video put together and put on our websites. It takes time to shoot, but it also takes time to write these things to shoot, and it takes time to edit and then rendering. And, oh, Lord, rendering. Oh, that takes a while. And then the last thing is showing up. Sometimes you wonder, how can that man be on television? Or how can that man be on the radio? Yeah, how can I be on the radio? I showed up. I'm nothing different than you. Nope. Maybe a little crazier at times, but I'm no different. Not much at all. Sometimes you turn on the television and you see someone on TV and they're on a broadcasting signal through Christian television, Daystar, TBN, CBN, who knows. And you're like, how did that ministry get on TV? And you're like, really? How did they get on there? You know what I mean. But at the same time, you got to remember this. God's going to elevate whom He wants to elevate. God's going to move whom He wants to move into position. It's not up to us. Not up to us. Mm-mm, not at all. To wait there. It's not up to us to wait there and not get involved. Or to wait, excuse me, and not get involved. We have to show up. But then again, it's not up. God adds the increase. The Holy Spirit adds the increase. Why isn't there 100 Billy Grahams? Why isn't there 1,000 Joel Osteens? Why isn't there 1,000 Chuck Swindolls? Why? Or 100 John Hagees? I mean, or even 10 of the top preachers, or 20 of the top preachers you see. Now there's megachurch after megachurch, satellite church, multi-campus churches, as they call them, after multi-campus, and those things are growing. But it's still the thing is, God's the one to add to that. Why can't every church in America be a multi-campus church? Well, they preach that they can, but why can't they? Because God is going to add the increase to your vision. God is going to add the increase to your ministry. God is going to add what your ministry is lacking. I am telling you this, my friends. I am telling you this. That God has a plan. You just got to show up. He looked and he said, Jesus is what I'm talking about. When Jesus picked his disciples, what he said? What did he say? He just picked them. Now, each one of them had their opportunity to say, I'm not going to do it. Or I can't leave my family, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Maybe some of them complained. But what I want to tell you is this. They showed up the next day. And the next day. And the next day. And they kept showing up. Jesus said, I'm not going to get rid of these guys. They keep coming by. And he kept teaching them. And they kept seeing how transparent he was. How he dealt with things. And they just fell in love with the man. But get this, my friends. They could have at any time walked away. They could have at any time called in sick. They could have at any time not said, I'm not going to be there. But when God calls you, Jesus himself, I pick you. He picked his team. 12 disciples. He picked his team. He got them all. And get this, not one of them decided to walk away. They showed up. They were normal men, fishermen, simple people, publicans, tax collector. They were simple folk. Nothing much about them. Nope. Nothing much about them at all. But what was so unusual is that they all just showed up. That they all just showed up to do his will, his work, his way. Showing up. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. The faith of God. The faith of God. I tell you, my friends, each one of us, every one of us, can't just not get up and do the God's work. I think the statistic that Pastor Mike Salazar, who will be on tomorrow's show, the statistic that he shared with me was 79% of pastors 79% of pastors leave the ministry field or ministry work and go back into the secular job market after 9 months. After 9 months. So you're talking about 9 months. 79%. So you're talking, oh, that's a lot of turnover. That would be an HR, human resource, nightmare. What that is saying is that 79% of everyone that started work, 79% of everyone that's working in your store or in your home or at your department store or grocery store, 79% of them leave in 9 months. You know, I know that when I used to do retail a lot more, that Their ratio was 65 or 70%. 70% retention. And 70% retention is not water being retained, my friend. So don't get smart with me. It is 70% retention means that, you know, their goal was 74, 75. That they lose 25% or 26% or 30% of the hireables that came in, the new employees left. 30% of them left, 70% stood. So that's a good ratio. But when you're looking at a ratio of 79%, that means 79%, that means 100% of us started. And say 100 of us started, 21 of us are still in. 21 of us are still in. Remember the football game. I'm going to tell you this, and I hope I can make this such an illustration that it'll impact you right now. I'm going to tell you this illustration again. Not the full illustration, but get this. if you've ever been in football gear or played touch football, or not touch football, that's not a great thing, but tackle football without the pads, let me tell you this story. And I shared this before, maybe a year ago on the show. And I was at Downey, California. Oh, not Downey. Stanton, California. And it's just outside of Orange. It's in Orange County, but it's just outside of Cerritos area. And I was part of a youth ministry. I was actually young adults ministry. Youth ministry is kind of combined. His youth pastor was so cool, Don Wagner. And we had a good time. And we basically were playing football on one of the lock-ins. We had lock-ins overnight, and we played football. Well, they handed me the ball, and I always could play football good, but it was tackle. It was tackle football. We had some very big guys. I mean, talking some weight behind these guys. Not muscles, all weight. And they were all playing. All these guys were in their 20s, 30s. Some teenagers, some 30s, some 40s, and we're playing football. And that was even Pastor Don. He was playing football too, and he was playing quarterback, I think. And they kept giving me the ball, and I would get past everybody, touchdown. And we're playing indoors on the carpet, getting tackled, jumping on, hitting, pushing each other, throwing. It was amazing. It was fun. Well, the next day was Minister's Day, which meant that we all were going to preach. And we had like a 3-week segment that three of us would preach each night for 3 weeks. And that was in the evening, but we all had to come to Sunday morning service, so we couldn't preach at night. So that was part of the deal. No big deal. There's a lot of us that were preaching, and we're just enjoying ourselves playing football. Well, in the morning, when we got up, every one of us thought about calling in. Every one of us thought about not going in to the service. And it was funny. We all walked into the church, all smiling and shaking hands. Normal walk, normal procedure. Go and sit down. And once we sat down, we're like, oh, so relieved, because we were so sore. My hands, I couldn't lift them. My back was sore. I was hit back and forth. My arms were sore. My eyes were even sore. I don't know. And I thought I didn't even get hit that much. I was getting past everybody, but I still got hit and dragged to the floor. My body was bruised and sore. It wasn't broken or anything, but I was sore. But it was fun. It was so fun that night. That was the night, unbelievable. But the thing is this, my friends. I looked at everybody else, and they were just as sore. I looked at them and go, are y'all sore? Because is it just me? And they're like, no, we're doing everything in our power to stand up. And even Don, who was pretty good shape, he came down and from there, and he's like, he looked at us and said, oh, y'all don't know how hard it is. And he was doing this. He would do his associate pastor stuff. He would be up there talking and preaching and getting people encouraged, and he would move the whole thing along, and it was time for the pastor Tucker to preach. And it was funny because you could see him sitting down. He started quench his eyes right before he sat down because he was so sore. And that was just one game of tackle football, not even hours, maybe 20-30 minutes of playing. And we were sore. That's our walk, my friends. You're not going to feel like getting up. You're going to want to call in after the first run, the first trial. And maybe even after the first run with the ball, the first play. But the game is on. That was just one run. And you got 10 yards. There's still 90 yards to go to get a touchdown, to score. And you look at everything that you have to do in your ministry and stuff. It's tough. It's tough sometimes. Or in your home to take care of things. It's tough. It is tough to pay the bills sometimes. It is tough to get groceries on that table and to keep the mouths in the house satisfied. to keep them clothed, to keep utilities on, everything. If you, in this special, in this crazy economy we're in, if you went through it, if you're going through what everyone else is going through, it's, you got to make good choices with your funds right now. You do. I'm telling you, it's going to be like this for another 2 years. God told me that in my heart, that 3.5 years was going to be a tough time, but that we were going to be able to come out of that strong. We're going to be able to come out of that strong with plenty. With plenty. And I want to tell you right now that you need to just keep strong. And this was before all the economy went crazy. This was last year. Last year in September. Not this year. And I think that everyone's going to be good. But we need to know this, that we have to be able to get up again and play it. Get up again and run another play. Run another play. Get up again and be strong. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. No matter what, my friends, you have to get up and finish this. Finish this. I know you're going to hit, and you're going to have to be like the great receivers. When they catch that ball and they know they're going to get hit, just hold on. Can you do that for me? Can you hold on? Can you believe? And can you hold on? Can you make it through this? Can you be able to be strong? Can you? Can you? Because I'm telling you, you need to be able to stand up and go back to the huddle and run another play. No matter what. No matter what, my friends. I'm telling you, each one of us brings great things to this team that God has called us to this work. Great things, each one of us. And you got to run your play. So something good you do. There's something good that you make happen. You got to run it. You have to run it. No matter what. Do not, I repeat again, do not just sit down after you've run the first one and say, oh, it hurts too much to do God's work. I'll never preach again. It hurts too much. It hurts too much. I've been too disappointed. I'll never preach again. My friends, if it didn't hurt, then you would not see progress in your life. God is teaching you. Sometimes we get ourselves too emotionally tied to things. Like Jonah and Nineveh. He's too emotionally tied to it. Just go give the word and go away. Pastors are sometimes ridiculed the most. Just say the word. Preach it. Do what you got to do. And close shop. It's for the day. But come back next Sunday, preacher. We need to hear from you. Come back next Sunday. Because we need to hear from you. So my friends, I know on this day of faith that I want to encourage you. And I want to make sure that you know this. You're important. You're important. You're going to be awesome. You're going to be awesome. You're going to make some awesome things happen. And I'm proud to be a part of your life. I'm proud to put this information in your heart. So be the Tyler Rose of your family. Be the spiritual Tyler Rose of your family. Make the enemy's forces shudder when you come around that pocket with your power of the Holy Ghost in you and with your faith in God, and you're running your play and you hit that pocket. Let them all shudder with fear and anguish and anguish. And dread that here comes you. Insert your name. My name's David. It could be Tom. It could be Crystal. It could be Joseph. It could be Dawn. It can be any of these names. Put your name in there. Here comes Dawn. Here comes Joseph. Let them shudder. Let them cringe would be the best word to use. Let them cringe that you're coming around that corner. That you're coming in hard. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Please write me if you can support. I would appreciate it. I really pray that we get some supporters. I'm looking to get 100 supporters. If you can start sending in some gifts to continue this ministry's great work. There's some things we have some needs for. We need to get a camera for the ministry. We've been using my past ministries, my father in ministry's stuff, and he's been cool about it. He's been able to produce a lot of stuff for us as far as his equipment and his studio. We're actually using his editing studio to edit most of the stuff as well. And he is Brother Paul, and he does great things. And he has a great ministry out in India, and he does some good things for us as well. He lets us use his equipment. And I really appreciate that. I do. But we need to get our own camera set. We need to get our own lights and stuff. And right now we're borrowing a lot of stuff from them to get the video portion going. But one thing, if I can share with you, we got a couple more minutes. One thing that Doug Stringer said at this conference, at the pastor conference, he was a guest speaker there, the keynote speaker, if you would. And he said one thing that really touched me, that really just, ooh, it ministered to me. Not only did it show it up, but he said, use what you got. I need to write that down. Use what you have. Don't cry about the camera you don't got. Amen. Preaching to David. Don't cry about the computers you don't got. Preaching to David. But use what you got. Use what you have. Use what you have. And guess what? Get ready. Get ready. Get ready, because you know what? God has to do something, because you're at the brink of greatness when God's hands is the only hand to finish the task. Amen? Show up. Use what you got. Don't cry about what you don't have. Well, I don't have enough money to do this. This station's on the air. It's a testimony. It is. It's a testimony. It's going into living rooms. It's going into offices. It's going into PSP players. It's going into iPhones. It's going through all kinds of applications every single day. And it's touching people's lives. People are listening to these programs. I'm going to put a listing list up. And basically, the international listeners and from USA all the way to Romania, to Germany, Netherlands, it's amazing. China's listening. It's amazing. So I want you to be encouraged. Use what you have. And if you can support the ministry, Revelation Ministries, you can write a check to Revelation Ministries or Rev Media, either way you want to do it. And what happens with that is that it supports us. I'm looking for 100 people to give to help more regularly, monthly, but especially now. If you can give any gift, we need to get funds together. And video equipment's not cheap. It's not like radio. Radio, we can put together things really quick. But if you want to give a gift, you can send it to Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Visit the website. We have a giving page. And on that giving page are certain levels that you can give to help the ministry, and most likely you can pick any of the gifts there and it'll fit your budget. But if you want to add just your own type of gift without the budget that we have there or the giving listings that we have, then you can also do that. You can just give what you want, and it's all one-time gifts. If you can contribute monthly, that's going to be a blessing. It's going to get this station going. We built it. We showed up. God's doing this increase. Now do your part, please. Support where you can. Now you can email me, david@revministries.com. You can donate online, or you can donate through the mail. Again, our ministry's website, our ministry's mailing address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. God bless you, my friends. I'm going to leave you with a song, again, from Mrs. Julie Francis, just a little clip of her song. God bless you. We'll see you next time on The Midwatch.
We were a pure reflection of Jesus. He has called me to be. Oh, if only you saw his holy face every time you look at me. Well, then maybe, just maybe, you'd come to believe and you'd want to follow him too. Oh, if I were a pure reflection, then maybe his love would breathe.